You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The pasuk, of course, in Parshas Vayelech, Va'ata Kislach Masashir Hazos, in the second, in source number one, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Vayichta Moshe Hashir Hazos Bayamahu Vilamdos Bnei Yisrael. What's this Hashir Hazos? So here, you look at Rashi, Hashir Hazos. Hazinu Hashemayin Ad V'chiper Ad Maso Amo. Rashi tells us, what's the mitzvah of Kislachem HaSashir HaZos? To write Parashas Hazinu. If you think it's only Rashi, it's the Rashbam. Hashira, Sidur Tvarim Kari Shira, he's explaining why the word Shira is referred to Hazinu, HaZos. What's the Hashira HaZos? Parashas Hazinu, which is made. Why is it called? Why is it specified? Why specifically should there be a mitzvah to write Parashas Hazinu and not the rest of the Torah? So the Rashbam explains, because Parashas Hazinu specifically and uniquely is made on Klal Yisrael, that if we do things wrong, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish us. And that's why, if you look back in source number one, if you look at the context of Kislachem HaSashir HaZos, you look at the pasuk before and the pasuk after, you see the pasuk a little bit in context. Right before the mitzvah of Ksivas Hashir HaZos, Hashem tells us, Hanochi Hastir Astir Panai Bayom Hahu, and all the things, that bad things will happen to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, in that context, now you understand, in that context, the Shira is to write this Shira that is going to be made, that if we don't do the mitzvahs, if we do Averes, Chas Hashem, Hashem will punish us. That's Rashi. That's the Rashbam. And that's the Ramban as well. Ramban says, Hashira Hashira Agid Lecha Ata, which Shira do you have to write? The one I'm about to tell you, Vihi Hazinu. Why is it called a Shira? So the Ramban says, because it's something that people could memorize, it's something that will be committed to memory, and it will sing, and people will know it. The point is that everybody should know it by heart, should always be reminded that if they do the mitzvahs like it says in Hazinu, they'll get rewarded, if not, they'll get punished. So we see clearly from all the main mefarshim, not all, but the main mefarshim on the pasuk all understand Ksivas Kislachem Hashira Hazos is Parashas Hazinu, and we understand why as well. However, there's a Gemara that says not like all these Rishonim. I should say that all the Rishonim say not like the Gemara. Look at the Gemara of Sanhedrin. This is the Gemara that we're familiar with. The Mishnah is speaking about the mitzvahs of the Kohen Gadol. I'm sorry, of the Melech. The Kosi lo Sefer Torah lishmo. Yotzi l'melchama, motzi imo. Nichnas u'machnis imo. Yoshi b'din hi imo. Meisiv hi k'negdo. Whenever the Melech walks around in all of his activities during the day, he always has his special Sefer Torah that has to accompany him, as the pasuk says, "V'haysayim ov v'kara bel koy mechayov." I want to just point out something interesting. There's a diak in this Mishnah. This is totally tangential. When he goes out to Melchama, it's imo. When he comes in, it's imo. When he's Yoshi B'din, it's imo. But when he eats, it's kenegdo. Why is it a switch to when he eats, it's kenegdo?
He should control his eating.
It's very simple. It's a very simple detail. How did they eat in the olden days? They're lying on the couch. The halacha is you're not allowed to sit on the same seat, same pedestal, same couch as the Sefer Torah. Very simple answer. That's the real pshat. Okay, so says the Gemara on that Mishnah, Amar Rava, Afal Pi, there's a special halacha that is needs to be understood. We're not going to understand it now, but needs to be understood. Afal Pishe Nichol Avosav LaAdam Sefer Torah, even though a person Yashin the Sefer Torah from his father, so you'd think, he has the Sefer Torah. And if we learn, let's say it's a moment of Lamedus very quickly, and if we hold like the Rush, the famous Rush, who says that Ksiva Sefer Torah could be fulfilled by purchasing Gemaras, and Mishnayas, and Shagas Aryeh, and Mishnah Brurahs. So according to, because what's the purpose of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of writing a Sefer Torah, understands the Rush? Learning. So if you buy Sfarim to learn from, so you have what to learn from. But that's not to be so well understood, because this Gemara is telling us that even if you yashin Sfarim from which you could learn, still, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Because mitzvah lichta mishalosh, nemar v'ata kisu lachem asashir hazos. So the Gemara understands explicitly that this pasuk of Kisul Lechem HaShira HaZos is not merely to write down the Shira of HaAzinu as all the Rishonim understood the Pshat and the Pasuk, but rather this is the mitzvah to write an entire Sefer Torah.
But that's by a melech.
The Mishnah was by a melech. This Gemara, I cut out the rest of the Gemara, but this Gemara is talking about every person. This is a longer Gemara, just to cut one line. The Gemara talks about, is it by a melech? Is it, how does it apply by a hedyot and by a melech? But the conclusion is, the melech has a second chiyuv. We all have a chiyuv. We'll have to see for every Jew, every male Jew. We'll have to talk about that in a moment. But every Jew has a mitzvah, asay. It's one of the mitzvahs, asay, to put on tefillin. There's a mitzvah, asay, to write a Sefer Torah. It happens to be that tefillin are a little cheaper, so it's easier to afford. Sefer Torah, a person might not have to spend more than 20% of their income, 20% of their income to fulfill mitzvah, asay. So what we have here is a very difficult issue in that all the Rishonim on the Pasuk understand Shira Hazos is referring to Hazino, and the Gemara understands that Shira Hazos is a Ksivas Sefer Torah in its entirety. If we learn the next Rambam, will answer this contradiction, and the Rambam, you'll see, holds that the Pshat in the Pasuk is indeed, the Torah is telling you that you only have to write Hazino. But even though the Torah is telling you you have to write Hazino, you still have to write an entire Sefer Torah. Isn't that an oxymoron? I just contradicted myself. Look at this incredible Rambam. An incredible Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Hilchis, if you look at Hilchis Sefer Torah, you have to realize that it's with Hilchis Tefillin and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah together. Says the Rambam, not in the beginning of the Sefer, because the beginning of the Sefer is Mezuzah and Tefillin. But all the way then in Perek Zion, there he introduces the mitzvah sefer Torah. Mitzvah saseh, I'll call ish v'ish. What do those two words mean? Is that lafuke and isha, or does that mean every individual, every Jew? We'll talk about that soon. Mitzvah saseh, I'll call ish v'ish mi'yisrael, lichtov sefer Torah le'atzmo, for themselves. Obviously, what does he mean by le'atzmo? Meaning, and not if you got it as a Yerusha, even if you have to write it for yourself. Shenemar v'ata kislach mesashira. Oh, look at these words. Kolomar. Kisvu lechem Torah sheyesh ba shira zu. Write a Torah that has this shira of Hazinu contained within it. Why? I thought the Torah only says you have to write parshas Hazinu. V'pishein kosun es haTorah parshios parshios. Because there's a halacha. The halacha states that you're not allowed to write sections of the Torah not in the context of the rest of the Torah. And therefore, if the Torah tells us to write Shira Hazos Hazinu, and you and I know that there's a halacha, that you're not allowed to just write one parsha on its own, in a vacuum, therefore, you have to write the entire Sefer Torah. In other words, what comes out from the Rambam? Is there a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? No, there isn't. There's a mitzvah to write Hashira Hazos. But if there's a mitzvah to write Hashira Hazos, and the only way I could write Hashira Hazos is by writing a Sefer Torah, so it ends up that I have to write a Sefer Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of writing Parshas Hazinu.
Why can't you write Parshas Hazinu?
So therefore, this is not a strange Rambam. This Rambam is, it's a strange Rambam.
It's strange that it's giving you a mitzvah in such a backhanded fashion.
Right, right. But what's strange is, now you understand, the Rambam is, all the Rishonim were right. The Rishonim weren't against the Gemara. All the Rishonim were right. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to write Hazinu. The Rashi, the Rashbam, the Ramban, and the Rambam. Every Rishon says the mitzvah is to write Hazinu. But as the Rambam is explaining, in order to write Hazinu, by default, since there's an Isser of writing Pasha, you have to...
He says, Lichtai Sefer Torah last, but doesn't say he's saying, but he's not saying that an Isser of writing the whole Sefer Torah.
Hold on. We'll get there. No. Look what he says.
You read the Lashon.
He says it's a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah la'atzmo. What's the kolomer? Kolomer, kislachem Torah sheyesh ba shira zu. Why? Why? Look at the last five words on the page. She'ein kosen es haTorah, parsha is parsha.
Yes.
But what's the Torah saying? When the Torah says, write this shira, what is the Torah saying? What's the word shira?
Hazinu.
It seems you can only write...
Correct.
Exactly.
That's the chiddush of the Rambam. You got it. Now, okay, Mr. Klein, okay. We learn from Simcha. Now, the Achronim ask on this Rambam and on this mitzvah that how could the Rambam say that you're not allowed to write a parasha b'fnei atzmo Tefillin we do, mezuzah we do, parashas sota we do.
Exceptions.
What's the pshat on those exceptions? If the Torah tells you to write it, so you could do it. So if that's the case, then the same thing should be true by Sefer Torah. If the Torah says to write the parsha of Shira Hazos of Hazino by itself, so what's the problem? You shouldn't need to say, oh, you have to write the entire Sefer Torah so that it could be in context, and therefore Hazino will be within the rest of the Torah. If I'm allowed to do it by tefillin, em is lizuk. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Guess what? Kisvul Achim is Shira Hazos is equally a mitzvah. Okay, that's a geshmaka shayla, but we're not going to answer that. What? Yes, we're going to, that's the kasha that the Shagas Ari asks. Your kasha will get there later. Okay, we'll say it right now. The Shagas Ari raises the point, or it's the Ksav Sef, I don't remember. I think Shagas Ari raises the point. If the Isser is writing a part, you're not allowed to write a parsha out of context, all that means is you're not allowed to write a section that's not an entire sefer. You're not supposed to write on cloth one pasuk, five psukim, parashas matos masei. You're allowed to write all of Sefer Bamidbar. You're allowed to write all of Sefer Shmos. So you're asking that even if there is a problem of writing parasha, you have to write an entire Sefer, you only need to write Sefer Dvarim. So even with the lumdus of the Rambam, that Kisla Chames HaShirazaz literally means write parashas Hazinu. But since it's also to write parasha, you have to write an entire Sefer, what does that mean? All it should mean is that you have to write all of Sefer Dvarim. You shouldn't need to actually write all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. If the only thing that's pushing us, that's motivating us to do more than Hazinu itself, is this Isser called Asur Lichtov Parasha, you can't write Psukim of Torah out of context, and you have to write in the context of a larger Sefer, so you only have to write Sefer Dvarim. So, who asks this? Yeah, look at the Shagas Ari on the bottom of page 2. The Shagas Ari in the fourth to last line on page 2, Shagas Ari asks you a question. Mikom kashali, minalan, demita kosev rachman, kislechem es ashira hazos, dechol hator b'mashma. Where do you see that the entire Torah is required to be written? Mishum she'im kein, she'im kosev es ha-Torah pasha pasha. That reason, where do you see that it would obligate you to write the entire Sefer Torah? Hamotu lechtov kol chumish v'chumish, and therefore, Bimkain and Lanulumal, you should only be learned that you should have to write all of Shehei Chayev Lichtav Mishneh Torah. You should only have to write Sefer Torah. Sheish Bashirazu. Aval Dal Chum Shei Torah Rishonim Ein Lanu Shemitzah Seim Hatorah Lekosam. And you know how he ends off with your question? Zarachin. He says that's a really good question. He says the Shagas Ari says it's a really good question, and he doesn't have an answer. But I want to get into what I think is a really geshmaka shaila, which Mr. Klein was mechavin to a moment ago, which is the question of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh says, what indeed is this mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? That's what we're all here to figure out. We just said that the only reason why you have to write a Sefer Torah, as the Rambam, the Kisvul Lechem Es HaShirazos means Hazinu. All the Rishonim, including the Rambam, learned it means Hazinu. But since you can't write Hazinu in a vacuum, you have to write the rest of the Torah. That being the case, so what was Hashem thinking? I mean, this whole shir is what is Hashem thinking. But what is the Iker Mitzvah? Look at this Shagas Aryeh, what he presents with the two bolded bullets. He says, is pshat that really the mitzvah is the shira? Really the mitzvah is the shira. And therefore, for example, let's say you write a shira. And of course, you can't write a shira alone, so you write all the Sefer Torah. But you know what happened? There was a fire. And the first half of the shira, of the Sefer Torah got burnt. And the last few psukim of the Sefer Torah got burnt. And you know what you're left with? The Shira. Are you right now in fulfillment of the mitzvah? Meaning the issue was, technically, I'm not allowed to go ahead and write Shira Sa'azinu by itself, because there's a halacha called Ein Kosin Parsha Parsha. You're not allowed to just write sections of the Torah. You have to do it in a context of the whole Sefer. So I did it the way you wanted me to do it. I wrote the whole Sefer. But afterwards, the Sefer Torah was Bala. That Nisra was lost. It got ripped and part of it was lost. But I still have the Shira. So am I in right now in fulfillment? I'm holding on to this Parshas Hazinu. Or...
But the mission is to write it. If it gets burned, what's... I mean, that's...
I'm not sure. Maybe it's to have it.
What happened later, you know.
Maybe it's to have it.
Compared to the Melo, it was to happen the whole time.
I hear. That's the habit. That's to carry it all the time. Not just the habit, but to carry it. That's a different...
You have to replace it. But the person, if it's...
Hold on. Or as says the Shagas, no, maybe we're missing the boat. This is what you were saying before, Mr. Klein. If the Torah is telling you to write a Hazinu, and we know that the Torah also says you can't write Parsha, so what does the Torah mean when it's telling you to write Ha'azinu?
The whole thing.
The Torah, when it says, Kisvah Chemes HaShira HaZaz, of course the word Shira means Ha'azinu, but the Torah is telling you to write a Sefer Torah. Right. Again, I'm going to say this Chakir again. Shamsari is asking, is the mitzvah to write Shira Ha'azinu? You and I have a technical problem, so we have to write a Sefer Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Torah, which requires us to write Ha'azinu. Or says the Shamsari, no. Since clearly, in order to write Ha'azinu, you have to write the whole Sefer Torah, so the Torah's mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Torah, of Kisvah Chemes HaShira HaZaz itself indicates, is telling you, write a Sefer Torah.
What's
the nafkamina? The nafkamina number one is if the other parts get ruined after you wrote it.
But that, again, the thing is to write.
Another nafkamina is b'di'eved. Let's say you're not a frum yid, and I don't mean it like that. You're not so, you never learned the halacha that ain't kosin as a Sefer, as a Torah, parasha. You didn't know that Torah has to be written in it, and in full context, you can't just write a few psukim. You're a beginner sofer, you want to practice, and you say, I'm going to write Parshas Ha'azinu. I know my sixth grade teacher made my mother and my sisters learn it by heart. Boys don't have to know anything by heart, girls do. So your wives, your sisters, your daughters, they all know Ha'azinu by heart. Unless you learn Ha'azinu, we don't. Okay, unfortunately, that's the state of affairs. So I know my sister knows it by heart, and my mother knows it by heart, and my daughters know it by heart, so I'm going to write Parshas Ha'azinu. Afterwards, I come to Rabbi Orly and Shira, I find out that was usher to do. But did I fulfill the mitzvah saseh d'arais of kisvah lechemes hashira hazos?
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Wow. That's a cheap way of fulfilling this mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Wow. I should put on the, kisvah, you could write, you could have a fulfilled mitzvah of kisvah sefer Torah, and it's only going to cost you $800. That's a great deal. It's probably cheaper than a Megillah. Megillah says it's 10 prakim. Here you have, Hazina's what? Two prakim? One long?
Rambam says mitzvah papa veira, because you wrote...
I didn't know. I was a shog. I didn't know about that halacha. I never knew. No one ever told me. I went to Sofer school. They never told me. They told me how to write the letters. They told me how to make the... They told me how to do the sirtut. They told me how to do all the things. They never told me that I have to... That I'm not allowed to write a few psukim at a time. I have to write a whole sefer. I never learned that. I'm not a bad guy. So that's the nafkamina. So let's look at the shagasai inside. He asks, on this, he's analyzing the Ram. Look at the first bullet. Do we say, look at his chakir, ikuk pei de lichtov es ashira lechut. The mitzvah is really just to write the shira. Ella, kevat she'i efshe lichtov es ha'shira b'fnei atzmo, al karcha chayav lichtov kol ha'Torah kula. The mitzvah is only one thing. The mitzvah is hazinu. But you and I have an issue. We have to do it in a context. So it ends up that we're going to need to write the rest of the Torah, but not because it's a mitzvah. Nafkamina, for example, the two nafkaminas we just mentioned. Heicha she'kotzev es kol ha'Torah, ubala, ikarun, v'nikra, v'lonishtayr. All that's left is the shira. Inami, the next mini bullet. B'di'evet sha'avar v'kasev as-hashir l'chud. Yotzei de'chavaso. If the only mitzvah was to write Ha'azinu, well, I wrote Ha'azinu. I was yotzei. Mm-hmm. Or, O Dilma, since she'kevan she'im kosin as-ha-torah p'ar-sha-pash l'chud, since you're not allowed to write each pash independently, and yet the Torah still tells you, Rachman amar kisul achav as-hashir, write Ha'azinu. Ba'al karachach, it must be that what the Torah meant when it said, write Ha'azinu, it must have meant the mitzvah is to write the entire Torah. It's as though the Torah wrote explicitly, Kisvu lachem ha-Torah, sheyesh bashira zu. And the mitzvah is really to write all of a Sefer Torah. And therefore, if much of it gets destroyed and you just listen to Ha'azinu, you don't have the mitzvah. If you wrote just Ha'azinu, you're not Yotzei B'di'evet.
Why is it saying write a Torah sheyesh b'hem Hashira?
Why did Hashem do that?
Why? What do you mean sheyesh b'hem Hashira? Of course it has a Shira. I mean, what are they adding?
The Torah is telling you.
Write a Torah, finish.
But that's what the Torah says. The Torah is telling you. Okay, yeah, exactly. So this, Rabosai, is the end of the Shagas Aryeh. This is an incredible, incredible Chakir of the Shagas Aryeh. And again, summing up the Chakir, the Shagas Aryeh is raising the question, is the mitzvahs, ksivas, kislachas, hashirahs, a mitzvah to write Ha'azinu? And you and I have a technical detail that we could only do it if we write an entire Sefer Torah. Or, since there is that technical detail, therefore the mitzvah ends up being to write an entire Sefer Torah. And even by the Evid, if you only wrote a small Dehazin, you weren't Yotzi, because that ends up becoming the entire mitzvah. Yeah.
Who do you think stepped back? What's the source of this asserting Parsha Parsha?
I don't want to go into that.
Is it the Raisa?
Yes, it's the Raisa. Yeah. Okay. Let's go into a totally... What?
You have to write the Sefer Torah in order.
Excellent question. Yeah, if you had to write a Sefer Torah in order, it would cost, instead of $50,000, it would be $500,000. At least. That's why, did you ever notice...
Why?
That's why, did you ever notice that the parshios of a mezuzah, I'm sorry, parshios of a tefillin are $500, $600, $800, $1,000, $1,200. Do you know how short they are?
Yeah.
It's just Shema. And Bahaya Kiviyacha, Kadesh, it's very little. It costs $1,200. The answer is very simple, because if they make a mistake, guess what? You can't go back. It has to be Kesidron. If we had that din by a Sefer Torah, it would cost you $500,000. You make one mistake, guess what? You made one mistake and you wrote the next letter, guess what? Start a new one.
Wow.
So Baruch Hashem, that's not the case. So Sefer Torah does not have to be in order. It does, no, but in order means if you made a mistake and you wrote the next letter, you can't go back. So that by Sefer Torah, you are allowed to go back. By Tefillin, you're not. By Sefer Torah, you are. I want to move on. We're now going to raise an entirely different question. Also fundamental to the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. And this is a question, also a different Shagas Aryeh. Today's Shagas Aryeh Day. The next question is, are women mechuyavos in Ksivas Sefer Torah? Rabosai, is it a mitzvah saseh or mitzvah lo saseh? Mitzvah saseh. Is it zman grom or is it not zman grom?
No.
So if it's a mitzvah saseh shalo as zman grom, women should be mechuyavos, just like they're mechuyavos in Birkas HaMazon, just like they're mechuyavos in Tefillah Midaraisa, which is not totally on zman, so just like they're mechuyavos in Tzedakah, all these mitzvahs are saseh, she'en has zman grom. So I know what you're all going to tell me. You're going to tell me, but they're not mechuyavos in Limud HaTorah. They're not mechuyavos in Limud HaTorah. So if they're not mechuyavos in Limud HaTorah, they shouldn't be mechuyavos in Ksiva Sefer Torah. So I have a word for you. Number one, if you hold like the Rush that you could write, purchase Tzvarim, clearly he understands what's the purpose of writing a Sefer Torah so that you could learn, great. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam assumes that you have to actually write a Sefer Torah. Or maybe he doesn't even say that. Maybe he only holds you have to write a Hazinu. Especially women who learn Hazinu by heart. Men don't. Huh. You don't get my joke. Let's see what the Shagas Aryeh says. Ask the Shagas Aryeh. What? Now the mitzvah is there. You can't get stuck on Shabbos either. The mitzvah is there, but there's something holding you back. Okay, look at the Shagas Aryeh. He asks this question. Yesh la'ayin. Im nashim chayavim. The mitzvah that says Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
And he says, don't tell me that it's because they're peturos from Talmud Torah, because these are two totally different mitzvahs and there's no connection. We'll build that up later. He says, but I saw that the Rambam says explicitly, first of all, the first two words of the Rambam that we learned together was Chayav Kol Ish V'Ish Mi'Israel. The Ish, first of all, is mashma, a little bit men and not women. But more, you could say Lavdavka, continues the Shagas Aryeh, and I saw that the Rambam has a listing. It's very hard to learn, but the way the Rambam tells you which mitzvos women are exempt from is he says, numbers, 4, 12, 18, 32, 97, 124, 427, women are peturos. So guess what? What's mitzvah say Yud Ches? To write a Sefer Torah. When he lists the mitzvos of which women are peturos, guess what he includes in that list? Mitzvah Yud Ches. So therefore the Rambam says explicitly that women indeed are peturos from Ksiva Sefer Torah. Okay. The question is, where does he get that from? Where does he get that it's a... If you tell me that, you know what, we should exempt women? Because since they're anyway... There are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah.
Yeah.
And the women are exempt from a good chunk, right? All the mitzvah seisha as mat grama.
Yeah.
So they're already exempt from a whole chunk of them. All the mitzvah seisha as mat grama, they're pturus from tefillin and from bris milah and a whole chunk of them. So maybe that's why they don't have to write the Sefer Torah? Says the Shagasari, but if you go with that logic, guess what? A Kohen Gadol is exempt from, a Kohen is exempt from a lot of mitzvahs, and a Kohen Gadol is exempt from a lot of mitzvahs, and a Levi is exempt from other mitzvahs, and Yisrael is exempt from other mitzvahs. You don't have any Jew who's chayv in all the mitzvahs. So you can't say that Bukur yet, a Kohen and Yisrael and a Kohen Gadol all have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. A Melech has certain mitzvahs I don't have, and I have a mitzvah that of being mechaved, a Melech that a Melech doesn't have, perhaps. So you can't go with the logic, says the Shagasari. Look at this, the fourth paragraph. Nobody has the right to have safe, have you know, do so many of the mitzvahs. So why indeed are women peturos? And what does he conclude? Look at the big letters. Hilchos Das HaRambam. I don't know the answer, concludes the Shagas Aryeh. I have no idea why women should be exempt from Ksiva Sefer Torah. So we have two Tzarech Iyim, so the Shagas Aryeh this morning. The Shagas Aryeh says, I don't know why you have to write a whole Sefer Torah, just write Sefer Dvarim. That was one question that he left as a Tzarech Iyim. Here he leaves as a pretty significant Tzarech Iyim.
Can I give you this?
If the Sofrim who wanted to make Parnassa knew this Shagas Aryeh, they would come out with the Chumrah of the Week.
Can I give you an answer?
All the women have to write a Sefer Torah. It's the suffix of the Shagas Aryeh. The Rambam says, why? Well, the Shagas Aryeh says, I don't understand.
Why can't women wear tefillin? Because they're going to be Tomei, right? So maybe why can't women wear tefillin?
Because that's more complicated. No.
Chitzis?
Yeah, because, I don't want to go into that. That's the small, look at the small writing.
So maybe the Ikka Mitzvah is to write the Sefer, so they could be Tomei.
No, it's not that.
Curious.
Okay.
If
you want to go into that, look at the small letters that I want to skip right now. You can look at them on your own time.
Can a woman write a...
Okay. I want to share with you and finish. We have to finish off now. I want to share with you a beautiful shtickle that's going to bring... We talked about two points today. We talked about what's the Iker Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Is it Hazinu and Memela? I have to write the rest of the Sefer Torah, or... Is it that there is a mitzvah to write the whole Sefer? And the other question that we raise is, are women obligated? I want to bring these two points together with the drasha that the Ksav Sofer said at his brother's Sefer, Hanukkah Sefer Torah. Look at the bottom, the Ksav Sofer on source number 9 on the bottom of page 3. Lechvod Achli Moreinu Harav Yusfa Sofer. Yusfa, I guess his name was Yosef or something like that. Yiddish name. And he introduces it. Hineni lemalas mevukashcha lehalos al hasefer v'dio shmeitzav agadta shemaritz b'mukam chaluchino sefer Torah shalcha. You liked my drasha. I said a drasha in Lomdus and in Agada, and you liked it so much. You asked if I could write it down so you could have both the Lomdus that I said and the Agada. So we're going to go through his Lomdus. We're not going to go through the Ksav Sofer's Agada. We're only going to do a small piece of it. So. He raises the question of the Rambam, and he brings the Shagas Aryeh, who asked, what is the real mitzvah? And he raises the other Shagas Aryeh's question, how come the Rambam seems to exempt women? And now, let's see how he answers all these different questions, and says a beautiful shtickle Torah with which we will finish. He's going to say something incredible. Please put on your seatbelts. You should go to the mikveh before you learn this Ksav Sofer. Okay. Listen to this. Why are women peturos? We said it's not because if you're exempt from learning Torah, you know why? Because women have to learn Torah. Not only do they have to learn Torah, but they could say Birchas HaTorah. Why could they say Birchas HaTorah? So you could say because even though they're not mechuyavos, they're still allowed to say. No. Rishonim say they say Birchas HaTorah because they're mechuyavos in learning Torah. They don't have to learn Kodshim. They have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. They have to learn all of Choshen Mishpat. They have to learn all of Arachayim. They have to learn all of Yoredeiah. And guess what? So what don't they have to learn? The Chayiv in Arachayim, the Chayiv in Yoredeiah, the Chayiv in Eben Ezer, the Chayiv in Choshen Mishpat. So they have to learn Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Okay, that's a lot, Taka. Taka. Okay, so women have to learn quite a bit. And therefore, the Rishonim say that's why they learn Birchas HaTorah. So don't tell me women are exempt from Talmud Torah, because you're right, they don't have to learn, Kodshim, but Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch, women do have to learn. That's why they say Birchas HaTorah. So don't tell me that they don't have to learn Torah. They do have to learn Torah. So you know why women don't have to write a Sefer Torah? Listen to this. Says the... Let's look at the third paragraph on page 4. The Fianius died near Talmud Shvach, Al Pishas, Ora Shagas Ay Ba'atzmo. The Shagas Ay raised the question that maybe they don't have to keep all the mitzvahs. And he said, no, that's wrong, because of it. No one has to keep all the mitzvahs. Says the Shagas Aryeh, I have a chiluk. What's the difference between me and a melech, and a kohen, and a levi, and a kohen gadol? Each of us have mitzvahs that the other one doesn't have. I have mitzvahs to be mechabed a melech, but a melech has a mitzvah of lo yubelo anashim, lo yubelo susim, lo yubelo kesef, that he has to have a sefer Torah. I have a mitzvah to give truma. The kohen gadol doesn't have a mitzvah to give truma. The kohen has the kohen has all the mitzvahs of avoda that I don't have. But you know what?
Arvus.
Arvus says that I am mitzvah in the melech's mitzvah, and the melech is mitzvah in my mitzvah. And I am mitzvah in a Kohen's mitzvah, and the Kohen's mitzvah in my mitzvah, because they're all in the parish of Arevas, in Arvas. And therefore, each and every Jew, indeed, is mechuyev in 613 mitzvahs themselves, either directly or indirectly through their chiyuv of Arvas that joins all the Jews together and makes me obligated in every other Jew fulfilling the rest of the mitzvahs. You ready for the punchline, Rabosai? Who doesn't have a mitzvah of Arvas? Who is not in the parish of Arvas? Women are not mechuyavos in Arvas. Don't have a chiyuv in Arvas.
Why not?
Because we learn from a pasuk that women, men are mechuyavim in Arvas, and women are not in the parish of Arvas. And that's why, for example, a woman can't be motzi a man in certain mitzvos, even though a man say kiddush.
But what she can't,
don't say kiddush.
What can't
women
she
are mechuyavos in kiddush.
Right, right.
Because yatsa motzi, even if I was fulfilled the mitzvah, I could still make them do the mitzvah again because I have arvus with you. I have a responsibility to see that you have to do the mitzvah. A woman,
she can
be men in certain mitzvahs though.
And she can be
right. But once a woman has been yotze, she can't. So for example. So women don't have this chiyuv of arvus. If that's the case, says the Ksav Sofer, this is the punchline, men are mechuyavos, even if you don't have all the mitzvahs on you literally, you still have all the chiyuv ha-mitzvahs on you via the din of arvus. And therefore, if you have all the mitzvahs on you, guess what?
You have to
write the entire Sefer Torah, which is, let's think for a second. What's the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? The Shagas Aryeh asks, is it the mitzvah to write Ha'azinu? Or is it to the mitzvah to write an entire Sefer Torah? How many mitzvahs are there in Ha'azinu?
A few.
Whatever is in there, women are obligated. However, how many mitzvahs are there in the entire Sefer Torah? 613. Now, Rabosei, listen to this. If you hold that the mitzvah is just to write Ha'azinu, if you hold the mitzvah is just to write Ha'azinu, and you end up having to write more than that because of technical reasons, but the mitzvah is Ha'azinu, well, women are equally mechuyavos in Ha'azinu. So therefore, women should be mechuyavos in writing the Sefer Torah, which is the mitzvah of writing Ha'azinu.
Right.
On the other hand, if you hold that really what the Torah meant when it said, Kisul Chemes HaShir HaZaz, write Parash Ha'azinu, the Torah really meant you have to write the whole Torah. What's in the whole Torah? 613 mitzvahs. Are women obligated in 613 mitzvahs?
No.
No, they're only obligated in, I don't know, like for 250s, 300, whatever it is, because they don't have arvas. They don't have the mitzvahs of a kohen, they don't have the mitzvahs of a melech, they don't have the mitzvahs of a seish as mangrama. Therefore, do they have to write a sefer Torah?
No,
because they don't have a good chunk of the mitzvahs. A man, because we have arvas, how many mitzvahs do we have?
613.
Every last one of the 613 mitzvahs. And therefore, let me finish, and therefore, concludes the Ksav Sofer, we just answered both of our questions together. Why does the Rambam say that women indeed are exempt from writing a Sefer Torah? Because what does the Rambam hold? What's the real mitzvah? Shagasari says, I don't know. Is the mitzvah just writing Hazinu? Or is the real Ikar Mitzvah writing all of the Sefer Torah? It must be, the Rambam really holds like the second Sa'ar in the Chakira of the Shagas Aryeh. That the real Mitzvah of Kisul Lachemes HaShir HaZos is not just to write Ha'azinu, but it's to write
the whole Torah.
The Torah ends up meaning, the Torah is telling you, the Chiyuv is to write an entire Sefer Torah. And therefore, if you wrote B'di Yevet, just Ha'azinu, you weren't Yotzei. If you wrote a whole Sefer and part of it got destroyed, you weren't Yosei. Because the mitzvah is to write the entire Sefer Torah. If this mitzvah is to write the entire Sefer Torah, how many mitzvahs are there? There are 613. Who's mechuyev in all 613 mitzvahs?
Only men.
Only men, because only men have arvas. And that's the pshat, and we answered both questions, both chakiras in the Shagas Tzari. We explained why the Rambam holds that women are exempt, and only men are mechuyevim, even though not every man has all 613, but through arvas we do. And we also answer that, the Ksav Sofer is answering the other chakira of the Shagas Tzari, that it must be the Rambam is holding, by virtue of the fact that the Rambam obligates men and not women, by virtue of the fact that he exempts women, it must be that he holds the mitzvah is the entire, the mitzvah of Kisvah Chemes to write the entire Sefer Torah. And therefore, since women don't have the entire mitzvah of Sefer Torah, they also don't have a chiyuv of writing a Sefer Torah at all.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.